Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two U.S. Army helicopters collided and crashed yesterday in Alaska while returning from a training flight, killing three of the four airmen soldiers. Two of the soldiers died at the scene near Healy, Alaska, 250 miles north of Anchorage, and a third died on the way to the hospital in Fairbanks. A fourth soldier is being treated at a hospital for injuries, and the extent of his injuries are unknown. The name of those killed were being withheld pending notification. Two bills restricting abortion in South Carolina and Nebraska both failed to pass. A near-total abortion ban failed to pass in South Carolina's Senate by a 22-21 vote, marking the third time such a measure hasn't passed in a GOP-led chamber since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. E. Jean Carroll's testimony continued in the Ryder civil trial against former President Trump, whom she alleges raped her sometime in the 1990s. Carroll also told the jury that she had been assaulted by then-CBS chair Les Moonves, but chose not to file charges against him. The 2024 presidential candidate says it's a made-up scam that's fraudulent and a witch hunt. The NFL draft took place last night in Kansas City, Missouri. Commissioner Goodell with the first pick announcement.
The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback.
Quarterbacks went fast in the start of the draft. C.J. Stroud went to the Houston Texans, and Anthony Richardson went to the Indianapolis Colts. Surprisingly, Kentucky quarterback Will Levis remains unpicked as the draft continues at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. As confirmed, tornadoes touched down in Florida yesterday. The weather is not done. Today, severe weather will impact parts of the South. Large hail, strong winds, and a few tornadoes are possible. Heads up in the eastern Florida Peninsula and also parts of the Mid-South region from eastern Arkansas to western Tennessee, northern Mississippi to northwest Alabama. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that the threat of cyber attacks from China is unparalleled.
He said China has the largest hacking program in the world and has stolen more U.S. data than all other nations combined. Wray testified before a House committee on Thursday on the agency's proposed budget. The FBI is asking for more than $11 billion for its 2024 budget to bolster cybersecurity capabilities and other areas. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Air raid sirens echoed throughout Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv this morning as Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles at it and other parts of the country, leaving at least 8 people dead. President Zelensky said this is just another example of attacks on civilians. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touched down in Hossford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hossford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
One of the four men who escaped from a Mississippi jail last weekend was apprehended in Texas yesterday. As authorities continue their search for two surviving escaped inmates, after confirming the fourth died in a burning building, escapee Jerry Reynes is in custody in Spring Valley, Texas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
You know, it seems like every day we find out more and more about the, the Biden family, which is becoming a crime family as emails are leaking out and more evidence is being revealed here. The U.S. House Oversight Committee has evidence that President Joe Biden's family is involved in human trafficking, believe it or not. This is incredible. The contributor of the New American Magazine, Rebecca Terrell, is with us now. Rebecca, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
This is a blockbuster. I mean, here it is. You're trying to get your brain around already a lot of nefarious acts that the Biden family are involved in. But now to have something say that they're involved in human trafficking, break this down for us to help us understand what the evidence is showing us.
Right. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out saying that she had reviewed Treasury Department records that showed a huge crime syndicate, what she described that way, with President Biden using his positions of power, you know, as senator, as vice president, as president, and of course his son Hunter. How much more? People are lambasting her, like, oh, she's foul-mouthed and she spreads disinformation. Well, okay, let's put her aside. Let's say that she never came out with that. We have so much other evidence that needs to be investigated. We have the Hunter Biden laptop, for one.
Mm.
I don't know if you read Peter Schweitzer's 2022 book, Red Handed, How Americans Get Rich Helping China Win. And there are so many. I mean, he and his team of researchers spent more than a year investigating that. They brought the receipts, you know, and there's a whole chapter dedicated to the Biden family connections with China and the $31 million that he's gotten, you know, under the table. Mm-hmm. And then we have specifically about human trafficking. Again, if you don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't see how you couldn't like her. But let's put her to the side. Let's look at the Florida grand jury. That's nonpartisan, right? The Florida grand jury came out recently accusing the Biden administration not just of helping human trafficking, aiding and abetting the drug cartels along the border in human trafficking, but actually accusing it of perpetrating that crime. The Republican Attorney General for Florida, Ashley Moody, has sent a letter to leaders of the House and Senate demanding that they investigate this grand jury's findings, because once these kids cross the border and they're in the hands of the Biden administration, they're sent hither and yon with very little vetting of anyone who takes them. And it lends itself to the fact that there's human trafficking going on.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able
to get your hands on any, you know, clear evidence other than the statement, you know, from Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially that's why I cited that Florida grand jury report, because what the Florida grand jury found was that some children were getting sent to. Well, let me just look right here. Let me read you off some statistics from the actual grand jury report. In fiscal year 2021, the Department of Health and Human Services released more than 100,000 children to sponsors. They only conducted 25,000 digital fingerprint checks of sponsors. That's not enough. I think mm-hmm. we all agree. They only checked less than 10,000 sponsor names on child abuse and neglect registry. And they would send, there were, like, for instance, they found one address in Florida to which more than 100 children were sent. That was the address for a strip club.
Like that wouldn't, first of all, you're sending 100 children to one zip code or one address. That wouldn't raise a flag in and of itself. Forget that it was a strip club, just that it was the same address.
Right. Exactly. Okay. One address, let me see, the grand jury found from witness testimony that one address had 100 children sent to it, another had 44 children sent to it, yet another had 25. And one sponsor in Florida had multiple children sent to multiple different addresses. So this is all indicate, again, we're saying, hey, there's evidence that this needs to be investigated. And mm-hmm. why isn't it making big headlines?
Well, because the media has been covering Joe Biden from day one. I mean, mm-hmm. they've held him up. I mean, you know, and the media, I'm talking, you know, the supposedly free and fair press, which has advocated his position as, you know, supported and mandated by our First Amendment. So they've abandoned that. They've joined hands with social media oligarchs and the whole platform, the whole uniparty cabal. And they're blocking this information on purpose. You know, they continue to hold this feeble president up. And even, it's testing and insulting the intelligence of the American people. It's like, how far can they go with this? And, you know, in this particular case, as you reported, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's standing outside the U.S. Treasury building in D.C., she's reviewed more than 2,000 pages of financial records revealing a crime syndicate involving the Biden family, involving countries like China, Russia, and Ukraine that we know about. And we have an idea anyway. I mean, we barely had a simple little phone call between Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine, and all hell breaks loose. I mean, we have clear evidence that this thing is beyond fishy. And the Justice Department, the media is all ignoring. The media is not doing their job. I mean, to me, the media should be embarrassed that you have Marjorie Taylor Greene doing your job.
Amen. That is so true. But the good news here is that she is on the House Oversight Committee, and I think mm-hmm. there are a number of good people in Congress right now who are going to pursue this, and she's mm-hmm. going to be right at the lead. You know, she's not. She's not scared.
Yeah, she's not beholden. She's not beholden. She doesn't care about the Beltway cocktail parties, you know, that you want to hang on. You want to be part of the privileged class, the elite captured class of the Beltway that is destroying our country. And, you know, so God bless her for standing up. And, you know, and I had to laugh the other day when she took that shot over Swalwell's bow of his boat. And, you know, pointing out that he was the one that was involved with a Chinese spy, right? And it's out there. I mean, you know, she's not pulling any punches. But the fact of the matter is that we've got a country to save. We've got to take over here and do something about this. And, you know, the Biden family continues to be buttressed here. And, you know, even going back to the Hunter laptop, you know, we're finding out that the FBI had the laptop in their hands a year before the election, had already certified it. They certified it, and then they went on with this narrative that it was Russian disinformation, right? They participated in that.
Right. And that's been blown out wide open. Absolutely. And that's why.
And then you got Christopher Wray going to Congress going, hey, I want more money.
Right.
This is ludicrous. It totally is. Rebecca Terrell is with us, and we're going to continue our conversation with her. Much more to talk about, including the abortion pill. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In Kosovo and the surrounding regions, many are still working to recover after their lives and livelihoods were impacted by COVID-19. Unfortunately, this means that Christians who are looking to spread the gospel have had a hard time trying to get out and share the good news. Despite the potential hardships that people in the region might be dealing with, the urgency to spread the gospel is still there. One of the Tide Ministry partners on the ground has been fighting against a troubled economy and spiritual decay, yet still managed to raise the funds for a new church building, an answer to a 15-year-old prayer. We are keeping our partners like this in our prayers and redoubling our resolve to continue spreading the gospel. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You know, I don't blame you, for kind of struggling a little bit with this information, if not a lot, because you haven't heard this very much. And you would think, well, you know, you should be hearing about Joe Biden. And you think, oh, it's just Donald Trump and some Oppo research that's putting out there. But the evidence is quite clear. And things that we've been talking about for the last 2.5 years, some of you are just catching up on it. And it's hard. It's hard to imagine that such corruption would be running so rampant throughout our government. And guess what? You and I are paying for it. Yes, with our taxes. Right now, $31 trillion in debt. Joe Biden wants a couple trillion more, just to be easy. He wants an open checkbook. He doesn't want any accountability. He doesn't want to look at any kind of reform whatsoever. But, you know, this is the way the Democrats roll, the Democratic Party, which has become the uniparty, which is what the United States of America has become. It's become a uniparty. You know, I used to think when I lived in California, I said, oh, my gosh, this is a one-party state. And they've become, no doubt, the poster child of the Democratic Party, and thinking, oh, gosh, if it could only be, you know, if the United States could be totally captured and be like the state of California, be a one-party state, and all the brilliant people of the Democratic Party would be running the United States of America. Well, I'll tell you what, you're getting a clear idea of what it's all about. What Barack Obama started when he announced to everybody 5 days away, you know, before he took over as president of the United States, he says, we're going to be experiencing the fundamental transformation of America. And even then I said, what does that mean, fundamental transformation? Well, 8 years, he destroyed so many elements of this country, absolutely destroyed it. How he got reelected is beyond me. Maybe that's another study, you know, that we should consider. But, you know, people don't, because they feel like, oh, you can't talk about Saint Obama. Right, Rebecca? I mean, he's a saint. He's untouchable. But how does all this corruption happen on his watch? I mean, his vice president taking money from Ukraine, from China, elite captured, right, and a Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, taking money from all these people with their side hustle gigs, you know, selling influence into our government and selling us out at our expense. And you're going to tell me the president of the United States isn't involved? His beak's not getting wet? I mean, this is the coin, you know, of the realm. This is how the Democratic Party operates. And right now, with them being in full control, you know, I just wrote a commentary on this. They have set forth a wrecking ball on everything that we can be proud of about the United States of America. You know, through our marriages, through our families. Yeah,
right. And you want to say why? You want to say what's the goal here? And I've heard it said, of course, that China doesn't want to face us, you know, on the battlefield militarily. So they're doing exactly what a nefarious government would do. They're going for our government. They're buying off the top echelons of our government and taking over our country that way. We have to remember that all this debt that we have, who do we owe that debt to? China already owns us as far as our debt goes, you know, our national debt.
Japan's number one. Japan's number one, then China number two.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so, you know, China is not quite to a trillion. They're getting close. Japan is over $1 trillion that we owe.
Right. So you have to go, okay, wait a minute. Are we really the land of the free and the home of the brave right now? I don't think so.
No, you're deluding yourself. The fact of the matter is, Rebecca, the deal is that the CIA, see, people have seen this before. When we have migrants come into the country, you know, Joe Biden is one of the migrants talking, because they come to the country and go, oh, my God, this is what's happening in our country. This is why we left. And it's happening here. And so the CIA, what they executed in 2020 is what they've been executing around the world for years. And this is why sometimes it's hard for Americans to go, why do people in other countries have such a hard heart towards us? You know, we've given money to them. We've done all this. They don't realize that the CIA, in the name of America, has gone on, interfered in their elections, has, you know, effected regime change and coups. And now here it is. Guess what? The chickens have come to roost. And it's the CIA again orchestrating all this.
Absolutely, and that's one of the many government agencies that is a problem. But you know, we had also been talking during the break about the Supreme Court's decision about this abortion pill, which is, you know, you have to, and you say, okay, what does that have to do with what we're just talking about? All of these things are bringing curses on our country. We have to remember we are a Christian country founded on Christian principles. Man is a spiritual and physical being. We cannot forget it. Every single thing that's being done here is setting up a godless Marxist system of government for us. Our government doesn't look like our founding fathers intended. does it?
No, not,
it looks
not
a heck
at all.
Of a lot more like the Communist Manifesto envisions than the original United States Constitution, right? So now we have, you know, and thank God, yes, thank God that the Supreme Court recently removed that ruling that said it was okay to kill babies in the womb, to murder babies, innocent children in the womb. But now they're going around it by allowing these very dangerous pills to be sent by mail order to women who don't realize that they're taking something that has a black box warning on it.
Black box warnings
are the strongest measure that the Food and Drug Administration can implement outside of pulling a drug from the market. That is the kind of dangerous medication that the Supreme Court has now allowed to be mailed nationwide, even to states that say, no, we don't want that in our borders.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't put a pause on it. Because the thing is that these pills, there are two pills, and they do two distinct things in the abortion process. And in a sense, you can't have one without the other. And I can understand that maybe some of them thought the argument was, okay, we can't just be half pregnant. This is what we're trying to do here. This is kind of stupid. So let's just, give it a little bit more time, let it play itself out. But meanwhile, you're going to have a lot of damage that's going to be done, which is already, you got a lot of damage right now that's been done to young women and that have been told, this is like just taking a Tylenol, just like taking a little aspirin. That's no big whoop. Until all of a sudden their insides are coming out upon them and all by themselves in their apartment.
And that's graphic, but it's so true. And I don't know if your listeners have seen the movie Unplanned, but they do a really good job depicting what happens to a woman when she takes they call it chemical abortion. It's pills that, first of all, starve the baby to death and then force the woman to go into labor. So that's what the two-step process is that you're talking about.
Right,
and
exactly.
It is not an easy thing. And women have delivered their babies because, see, women will misdiagnose. Only a doctor can really pinpoint how the gestational age of a baby in a womb.
Mm-hmm.
And women think that they don't realize they're as far along as they are. And they will deliver that dead baby in the toilet. And you don't get over that. And even if you are... Say you're at an eight weeks gestation, you can see that little baby. You can see all the little arms, the little legs, the little head. It doesn't matter how far along you are, but the farther along you are, the more it looks like an infant that would be born, full term. And that the psychological damage, and that's apart from the physical, the reality that a lot of women die because they bleed out.
Exactly.
You can't play with these kinds of things.
And then, Rebecca, this is what the left is missing. See, the reason there's been this organic response to stop abortions is because there have been, there have been millions of women who have experienced this nightmare. And what they're doing is they're speaking out for the sake of the sisterhood and saying, Don't do this. They're lying to you. They lied to me. I took it hook, line, and sinker, and this was my experience. And this is why you had a reversal of Roe v. Wade, and why you're having women coming out and speaking about this, because they don't want the same thing to happen to, their fellow sisters, even though the Democratic Party doesn't understand what a woman is.
Right. I want to point out real quickly that the black box warning on this RU 486, the mifepristone, that the Supreme Court just gave its thumbs up to, the most serious effects on women are infection, sepsis, and vaginal bleeding, and those can cause death easily. It has a black box warning. You cannot ignore that. So,
well, ladies and gentlemen,
it always results in the death of a baby. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is why the facts are important, okay?
Yeah.
Opinion rules when you don't have facts. We got facts now, so you need to decide for yourself and own your own knowledge. Rebecca Terrell has been with a senior editor with the New American Magazine.
Scott's here. You ever want to grow new grass faster? Kind of like when you press the 2x playback button on your podcast so you can speed through episodes. Except it's Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass. You're speeding your way from a thin and damaged lawn to a thicker, stronger one in just weeks. Bit too fast, maybe slow it down.
Okay, let's just go back to normal speed.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass today. It grows grass 2x faster than seed alone when applied at the new lawn rate, subject to proper care.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Two U.S. Army helicopters on a training flight collided in Alaska yesterday, leaving three soldiers dead and a fourth injured. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Alaska, John Pennell, is reporting each of the AH-64 Apache helicopters involved in the crash were carrying two people. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, while returning to Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks. Healy, Alaska is roughly 250 miles north of Anchorage. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touchdown in Hosford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hosford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Technical delay. Bill Martinez here, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We've got Dr. Ron Martinelli going to join us, talk about the migrants that are eagerly waiting to rush our southern borders. Title 42, the Trump-era law used to restrict immigration, is nearing its end. Dr. Ron directs the nation's only multidisciplinary forensic death investigation team, here to talk about, drug border cartels establishing a hold in America as they wait for this immigration law to expire. Dr. Ron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, before we get into this, it was interesting, and I think that partly what caused some interruption in our connection here is I was trying to do some Google search on Epstein at Epstein Island, and you as a forensic death specialist, I'm curious to get an update from you as to what happened. Giselle is saying that, clearly that he was murdered. Do you have a position on this?
Yeah, but it's a forensic medical position based on what we see in the autopsy result, but then also looking at what we refer to in forensic investigations as the totality of circumstances. So, you know, in short, I agree with eminent pathologist Michael Bodden. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike comes from back east. We know each other. We've actually opposed each other on a couple of death cases in the past. Interesting, my side prevailed with my medical opinion. But here's the thing. When I agree with Michael Bodden, then people should start paying attention. We both think that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. And there's a few, you know, medical reasons for that besides the circumstances. So, you know, very, very succinctly, the state and the federal government, they allege that his cause of death was asphyxiation by suicide by ligature in what we call a lean hanging. So if you remember Robin Williams,
right,
when he committed suicide, that was called a lean hanging. Basically, he took a ligature, which was a belt, he put it around his neck, and then he tied the other part to a doorknob, got down on his knees, and kneeled forward away from the door. Mm-hmm. When you do that, the oxygenated blood in the carotid arteries carries blood up into the brain, causes something referred to as anoxia. And then you become unconscious in a relatively short period of time, but then the weight of your body maintains pressure, and basically you die from asphyxiation, anoxia. That's how you die. But there's no broken bones in the breathing apparatus, the hyoid bone, the cricoid cartilage, you know, the thyroid bone, things like that. That's not what we had in the Epstein hanging. He didn't do what we call a jump hanging. In other words, get off the second tier bunk and jump forward and, you know, snap his neck, fracture his cervical vertebrae. He didn't do that. It appears that someone put force, sufficient force against the breathing apparatus beyond ligature that fractured those bones. And mm-hmm. so we had hemorrhage, we had all sorts of things inconsistent with the ligature hanging. So, I mean, that interrupted. Then plus, you know, what are the odds in the most, supposedly most secure correctional facility in the state of New York, high-profile prisoners. He's the most high-profile prisoner in that correction facility. Both of the guards are allegedly asleep, and then the cameras to the entrance, all of a sudden, they're not working, and then another camera apparently is erased by accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm an ex-cop, ex-detective, police, we say, you know, cops hate coincidences. So I'm going to have to go with cause of death being, manner of death being, you know, homicide.
A homicide. Yeah, exactly. Well, when we talked with Dr. Bodden, you know, he went through it just as you did. And you are, both of you are consistent in your read on this, and it is amazing how this thing has gone away. I thought it was quite curious this morning as I'm trying to Google Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing could come up. It's like it's been scrubbed.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to see with these very high-profile people, you know, that are have associations with very high political entities. That's mm-hmm. what you're going to find. This guy was well, you know, entrenched in the entertainment community, in the political community, political leaders from the United States, Great Britain, other places. There's just too much stuff out there, and believe me, I am not a black helicopters guy. I'm a forensic scientist. We look at forensic facts, and everything mm-hmm. that the other side is coming back with is just, I mean, the good word for it is incredible.
Yeah. Well, when you think about where we are right now, you know, speaking of the border and human trafficking that's taking place, and a recent reveal that even the Biden family is involved in human trafficking. I mean, this is probably much more pervasive than the everyday American, Dr. Ron, can get their brain around.
Well, you know, I think, you know, and I have no evidence of the Biden's direct involvement in anything related to human trafficking, but I want to mm-hmm. speak on a broader scale so that Americans have an opportunity to wrap their arms around some simple facts. And that is, there are two driving forces that cause what's happening in the United States today with regards to illegal immigration, the astronomical insertion of fentanyl, and even now the more powerful synthetic opioid called ISO, ISO, 10 times more powerful than fentanyl, and fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than the morphine derivatives. But the two things are the open border policy by the Biden administration, number one, and the Americans' insatiable appetite for illegal drugs. So you have to know that last year, people in the United States spent over $153 billion on illegal drugs. And those drugs...
Say that number again, Dr. Ron. How much?
$153 billion in 2022 is estimated the American people spent on illegal drugs.
Wow.
And then you have to understand that there are seven major transnational Mexican drug and human smuggling cartels that infuse both drugs and humans into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a few of the transnational cartels would be the Sinaloa cartel, the Jalisco New Generation, the Gulf cartel, Beltran Leyva. These are some of the major cartels which are transnational. In other words, they not only go from Mexico, they go into the United States, they go to Canada, and they're international. And
exactly.
With regards to drugs, the drugs primarily, the minerals, the materials for the drugs are coming from China. Who, if people haven't figured out, China is absolutely a serious, perhaps the most serious adversary to the United States of America on many different levels.
Exactly. So no doubt.
They feed the cartels the minerals, the properties to make the drugs. The Mexicans now have manufacturing facilities where they can counterfeit. They have the presses to counterfeit the pills and make them look like OxyContin and all these other types of drugs.
Dr. Ron, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Ron.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more, from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd, and visit Amazon.com/Pet Day to shop.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Ron. He's the nation's only multidisciplinary forensic death investigator. His team, they've been talking about the border, the drugs, the cartels. He mentioned about the transnational cartels, and I think this is kind of new news for people, Dr. Ron, for them to think about the cartels. Generally, they think of the cartels that they stop at the border. No, they have infrastructure well into the country. In fact, I think it was Fox News, probably about a month ago, showed the layout of the cartel infrastructure. And they are heavily engaged in just about every state, but maybe 8 in the United States. So they have a solid infrastructure. There's no, or very little, I would say, chain supply disruption. They're allowed to operate with impunity in the United States, you know, based on the, as you mentioned, the insatiable and disgusting desire for drugs here in America, but also the things that we called out is the insatiable desire for sex and sex deviancy, sex with teenagers. And that we are consumers here in America for drugs and sex. Is it any wonder that this kind of immoral activity is happening within our country?
No, I totally agree. I just finished writing a best-selling novel. I write fiction, and this novel is called Border Justice, but justice is spelled J-U-S-T-U-S. And even though it's fictional, it's based on everything that's happening in America today with regards to the transnational cartels. It's all about drug smuggling, human smuggling, and all of the information inside, outside of the fictional storyline, is all 100% accurate from Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Patrol statistics. And I mention all the cartels, where they are, and how they operate, and that's where the storyline comes from. So the book is on the bestseller list. It's called Border Justice, J-U-S-T-U-S, and you can find it on Amazon or on Wait, W-A-D-E, Justice, J-U-S-T-U-S.com. It's a great selling book. But anyway, getting back to what we're talking about, you're absolutely right, Bill, because the cartels have just an extremely organized infrastructure in the United States. And I don't think people know this, but literally every UDA, undocumented alien, that comes into the United States has been trafficked by one of the cartels, and they track the people throughout the United States from point of insertion to, you know, where they end up with families, with supporters, with sponsors. They have a wristband system.
I was going to say, yeah.
A variety of systems. One is a wristband system.
that Mayorkas knows nothing about. He knows nothing. No. And, he's clueless. You
know, exactly. And, of course, they're paying all sorts of, you know, different types of levels of money, depending on education, experience, and nationality, for the guy that's in charge, the secretary of the DHS, to come before Congress and say that he's ignorant of this is a falsehood. Okay, mm-hmm. That's clear deception. But one of the sorry things about our governmental system is we should be able to remove a person, even though he's been nominated, even though he's been, you know, approved by the Congress. That body should have the power and use that power to impeach a person like that, because mm-hmm. he's the only guy that believes that. Okay, because the customs, and I work, and I have to deal with customs and border patrol people all the time in the different things that I do that I can't discuss. But they are, the morale there is so bad. And let me throw out another, you know, another few statistics to scare the heck out of people. Mm-hmm. Opioid death. Because this is a war against America, and people need to understand that. These are adversaries, you know, have an opportunity to take over this country without even firing a shot, without even their firing a shot, us firing a shot, and they hurt us from within. So back in 2018, there were 46,800 opioid deaths. In 2022, there were close to 110,000 opioid deaths. In the city of Seattle last year, there were 1,019 opioid deaths. I believe the city of San Francisco has the highest per capita level of opioid deaths in the United States. In 2022, Customs and Border Patrol seized 50.6 million fentanyl pills, but that's only 10%. They only get about 10%, Bill, of what is smuggled into this country. So there are millions more opioid pills and ISO pills out there to kill Americans than there are Americans. Several times.
Exactly.
If it only takes 3 micrograms of fentanyl, which stands on the head of a pencil, to kill the normal human being.
Well, and we've heard stories where, I know down in San Diego, there's a sheriff that came and barely touched a package of the drug, and he almost died.
No, and you can die. And I'll without naming the city where one of my sons works in California, you have people dying left and right, and they won't even give the officers Narcan packs to save their lives if something like that happens to them. But an NGO, a non-governmental agency, is in that same city giving out free Narcan packs to homeless people and drug addicts. But yet the police officers that are supposed to be on the front lines there protecting people and seizing drugs, they can't even get a Narcan pack. That's the craziness that's happening not only in California but throughout the United States. And this is all, you know, the drugs are part of the component of homelessness. They're part of the component of mental health. 80% of the death cases that we have at Martinelli and Associates have a mental health component to them. Many of them have addiction components to them. And this is all driven by the transnational cartels, who are much more powerful than the American mafia.
Why is there such an increase? Speaking of mental health, I mean, there has just been such a dramatic increase when it comes to mental health here in this country. I mean, I consider it in terms of, you know, spiritual terms, but as far as you see it, at a ground floor level, I mean, is it that it's just more reported, or just because it's tied into homelessness? What is it that is happening with the American people that they're losing their minds?
You know, great question, and it's a multifaceted question. You know, I will try to say succinctly that in answer to your question, number one, you hear a lot more about it because there is a lot more. There's obviously a lot more mental health problems, people suffering from a variety of psychoses, mental health problems. But going back to the 60s, we started changing the paradigm. Well, before we had laws and we used to take people into temporary involuntary custody and to psychologically evaluate them and place them in institutions because they were a danger to themselves or others. That has been removed. So the attorneys, the ACLU was one of the driving forces of this, and the court systems don't allow police officers and mental health professionals to do this anymore. So the institutions, by and large, we can't house people in institutions. We don't have institutions of that nature anymore, and so we don't do anything with them. And it's a failure. It's a national failure, and it's a failure in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. Now, has this been exacerbated because of the increased use of drugs, illegal drugs?
Well sure. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, in my background is in forensic psych. So mm-hmm. what happens is when we have people that are in mental health crisis and we can get to them, and in a perfect world, we can intervene and we can use psychotropic medications. Because psychosis is, you don't get over a psychosis. So that is a lifelong mental health challenge. So what we try to do is we try to intervene using psychotropic or mood altering medications and with psychotherapy just to get people to a level of normality. But if we can't do that, or we're precluded from doing that, then the mental health problem is exacerbated, that the person gets worse, they don't get better. And one of the problems with people that suffer from mental health issues is they self-medicate. Some people use alcohol, but most people use drugs. And, of course, when you're using drugs, not only stimulants, but if you're using opioids, especially that are laced with fentanyls, and most of them are, you're going to die. And so that's where you see this. And then you get these cities like San Francisco, Seattle, where they have these safe zones where they actually allow people to consume drugs. Those are the cities that have the highest levels of opioid-related deaths.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing footage of people in Washington walking around. There's zombies in San Francisco next to schools with impunity, you know, drug users with needles in their arms, and kids are just walking by. You know, watching this, we're such a hot mess, Dr. Ron. If we don't do something about this, if we don't just start yelling and screaming out the windows of our household saying enough is enough and take back this country, you know, we are. I mean, we're already so influenced by communist rule and Marxism that it's not even funny. And our kids are dying right before our eyes.
No, I totally agree. But the problem is the people are hit left and right. The news is so bad. It's uniformly bad news. People don't like to listen to bad news night after night after night, even on conservative venues.
Yes, exactly.
What they do is they turn it off, and they move away from any political engagement.
Well, Dr. Ron, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation. Have a good day.
Where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.